Vegas singer is Bruce Wayne Newton. I think we shared all our answers. Indeed, we did. If you missed any, let us know. Now, coming up, we've got something exciting. The Urban Impact Jazz Band is here. There's a great brass section, keyboard, drums, more. I haven't had a chance to head out there yet, but I'm going to. They're warming up, going through a sound check right now, and they are going to join us just after the top of the hour, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. Nice job writing all those clues. I'm gonna take the rest of the autumn off from writing. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a great group of radio stations that include WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ-FM Grove City, WCUC, FM Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
Ain't life like a wide, wide load on a narrow road? Better take it easy, friend, you got a mighty big trailer in tow. You know this road has got some pretty bad curves, but you can make it if you don't lose your nerve. Ain't life like a wide, wide load on a narrow road? Once I had a woman sweet as the peaches on the tree. We got married and things changed fast like a storm on the sea. She didn't want me holding her tight. She cried herself to sleep every night. Now I wish her good luck wherever that woman may be. Ain't life like a wide, wide load on a narrow road? Better take it easy, friend, you got a mighty big trailer to tow. Oh, you know you can shoot for the moon if you only had a little more room. Ain't life like a wide, wide load on a narrow road? Once I worked for a man whose heart was made of stone. Lord, he wouldn't say thanks if you put your fingers right to the bone. Just when the job was rolling along, he'd come and say, you're doing everything wrong. I'm my own boss now, and I make my mistakes all along. Ain't life like a wide, wide load on a narrow road? Better take it easy, friend, you got a mighty big trailer in tow. You got to keep a steady hand on the wheel, cause a guardrail doesn't care how you feel. Ain't life like a wide, wide load on a narrow road? Take it easy, friend, you got a mighty big trailer in tow. your luck would only hold for a while. You'd be flying down a highway in style. Ain't life like a wide, wide road on a narrow road?
The Saturday Light Brigade with Sally Rogers and Howie Burson. And we're just about ready for the Urban Impact Jazz Band. Are you guys able to hear me out there? I hope you can hear me out there. They're just about finished up and set up, and you're going to hear some great music. They have three tunes they're going to do for you, the first of which is a classic that I think you'll recognize right away. And then later in this hour, North Allegheny 10th graders Annika Reddy and Ashani Alagavelli are going to share their experiences as Alcosan interns. They're both 10th graders. A quick note that you can celebrate Car-tober with us. You can join in on the fun and support SLV. You can even start early. It's a special campaign where we hope you will or will encourage someone else to donate a used vehicle, running or not, to SLV. Cars, trucks, RVs, boats, big rigs with 18 wheels and more, they're all eligible for donations. Our partners will take care of the pickup, the paperwork, selling the vehicle, and then turning the funds over to us. For more information, 855-500-RIDE. It's a great way to support the Saturday Light Brigade. You can also visit slbradio.careasy.org. Speaking of support, thanks to Fred and Maxine Bruins and their foundation for your generous support of SLP. We just got your donation today. Thank you. And thank you to the Cannons for your support. The urban impact and SLB have several things in common. One is we're both based on the north side here in the Pittsburgh area. And the other thing is we both like great music, authentic music, and are fond of jazz. And now it's my pleasure. We're making just a few finishing touches to introduce the Urban Impact Jazz Band. Thank you.
There you've got, you can clap if you want, there you've got the Urban Impact Jazz Band here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And I want to meet everybody. That song was Caravan, which is a great tune to listen to. There are lots of members of the band. Today we have, if I've done my math right, we have four students and three adults for a total of seven people. I'm going to catch the students first. So on keys is Elizabeth Hansen. Can you tell me a bit about yourself and what attracted you to play in this group?
Yeah, so I joined Urban Impact about a year and a half ago because I wanted more opportunities to play as a group because I'm homeschooled, so I don't have like a school jazz band or an orchestra or anywhere I can play. And I was drawn here. I joined in the low-level band. I eventually worked my way up to jazz band, and I've been here for a summer and three semesters, I think, of school year.
That's great. Do you like jazz, or were you exposed to jazz as a result of Urban Impact?
I hated jazz. I'm going to be honest. I was like, I don't get it. I don't understand. Like, it's just you're playing a bunch of notes that don't belong together. But
now, I noticed that was in the past tense. Yeah. That was in the past tense. I hated jazz. But do you feel better about it now?
Yeah, I've worked through it. and now I really like it. I like soloing. I like putting notes together that don't feel like they should belong together, but they come together and kind of make something really strange and interesting and beautiful.
I admire you for being that candid with your feelings about the music. I really do, because it takes a while to develop the sensibility. Do you have any shout-outs you'd like to pass along for folks who might be listening now or maybe later?
Yeah, I'd like to shout out my mom, who actually is here sitting there, for driving me, because I live about 20, 30 minutes away. So she drives me once a week, twice a week, sometimes three times if we're really busy all the way out to the north side. So, yeah.
Excellent. It's very nice to meet you. The drummer, whose name is Jameer, if my memory is right, Jameer Hughes, was really, I hate to say cooking because that's so cliche, but I really like the way you were playing that song. You kind of knew when to stop and knew when to play and just sounded great. Tell me about yourself, Jameer.
My name is Jameer and I'm in eighth grade. I've been playing drums for like 9 years, maybe 10 years. I don't know. I like drums. I like music a lot.
Yeah, you're really good. Do you more, like, do you typically play in a jazz group like this one, or do you play on your own or with other types of groups? You've been at it so long.
Yeah, I play with Urban Impact, and then I just, really whatever opportunity I get to play, like, I play in youth groups and stuff, like, with my friends, by myself.
Is it hard to play with a group like this, because they're really relying on you to keep the beat, yet there's also some interaction and improvisation? Does it take a while to understand how to speak to each other with the music?
I feel like for someone that doesn't play an instrument or doesn't understand drums, it can seem hard, but it's really not that hard when you're playing. It doesn't seem that hard to me.
That's good. That means you're probably a natural when it comes right down to it. Any shout-outs you'd like to pass along to anybody who might be listening? I know you're at Trinity Christian School, but anybody you'd like to say hello to or thank?
I don't know. My dad and my brother for putting on jazz music while we're in the car, I guess.
Well, that's excellent. What's your brother's name?
Graham Hughes.
Excellent. Thank you. Nice to talk with you. We're going to talk to the two other student members of the group, and then I'm going to encourage you to text us if you're listening and want to pass along a message to anybody that's playing. So now we're going to talk with Cole Lewis, who plays trumpet. Tell me about yourself, Cole.
I'm 15 years old. I live in Monroeville, PA. I've been doing trumpet and piano for a few years now and got involved with a jazz band through its youth orchestra program.
What attracted you to the trumpets and when did you start playing?
I'm going to be honest, I wasn't exactly that interested in trumpet. I just started off with piano and was, in fact, for a little while wanting to stick with that. But over time, I grew to enjoy the trumpet more and more.
I know a little bit about trumpet. It's not an instrument I've played, but it has a little bit of a hurdle to overcome before you can get music out of it. Would you agree?
Yeah, especially for me, I struggled for a few years with range. Now, I'd say it's the opposite problem. Instead of having trouble playing high, I have a bit more trouble playing low. It's interesting how it evolves over time into different obstacles and hurdles.
Yeah, that is interesting. Anybody you'd like to give a shout-out to or say hello to?
I don't know if anyone who I know is watching this, but I'll just say hi, Dad, in case he watches this later.
There you go. He probably is. Everybody's listening, or they'll be listening after you send them the link to this.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how it all goes. Now we're going to talk to the saxophone player who's here today, Deja Chambers. Tell me about yourself.
I'm Deja. I'm 17. I joined Urban Impact my sophomore year. How many years ago was that? My math is kind of off. But I'm a senior now.
That would be 2 years.
Okay, yeah.
See, this is Kappa. They do have math at Kappa.
Yes, we do have math at Kappa. However, my academics are like my shorter part of my day. My rehearsals are my longer part of my day.
And what's your major at Kappa? I'm assuming music.
Yes, my major at Kappa is instrumental. I've been playing soprano a lot more at school. So I kind of only play alto whenever I'm like at jazz band. Yeah.
Excellent. Do you have any shout outs to give to anyone?
I think like my mom, because she's like my number one supporter, even though like sometimes I get on her nerves just a little.
That's your job.
Yeah, that is my job.
Thank you for sharing that with us. We'll talk with the adults after the next song. The Urban Impact Jazz Band is here. You can learn more about their work at UIFPGH.org. Now, those are the letters, and you can use these numbers. If you would like me to pass along a message to the players you just heard from, you can just text us here at 412-200-5975. I believe, is it a Dizzy Gillespie tune coming up next? It is. It's called Con Alma.
Thank you.
You've got music from the Urban Impact Jazz Band. I'm juggling my phone and a microphone because, let's see, does anybody have a sister in Ohio? Well, somebody wrote, "That's my little sister," on keys. I'm so proud of you, sis. Love from Ohio. Who is that?
That is my sister, Victoria. She's very sweet. She runs her own radio show at her college student, or she's a college student, and she runs her student radio. So she's on at 88.3 WLFC, I believe, Mondays and Fridays. It's Pulse Radio, Mondays and Fridays from 7 to 8.
Look at her with AM or PM?
AM, yeah.
AM, look, that's quite a commitment. Susie writes, "It's amazing to hear live music in person. There she is. What a treat. Hey, Susie." And that's all that's here so far. 412-200-5975. If you want to take a moment and leave a message. I'm putting my phone down, as is a good thing for all of us to do from time to time. Now, I want to talk, yes, Isaac. I wanted to make sure. So, Isaac has a good sense of humor, you guys think? Okay, good. I was asking if you had a good sense of humor, because so, it, folks who know me pretty well, but I think we all share this, I wanted to be sure we had your name spelled correctly, because Isaac is spelled a little differently for you, I-S-S-A-C. So the good way to check it is I Googled you. Do you know what that led me to? It led me, no, I, it did, but it also led me to YouTube videos on a... I don't want to dox you. Wow. Do these guys know about this?
No, they don't. I used to have a YouTube channel when I was in middle school in like freshman year. It's called Trombone Isaac, and I used to make videos all the time, jazz trombone videos of just me playing. Yeah, that's crazy. I'm probably getting a little bit red right now because that's I haven't heard. Wow.
I think they hold up really well, and they're really good at showing the fundamentals of what to do. In fact, Chad Green, our technical director, knows the trombone quite well, and we were very engaged listening to those or watching those yesterday.
Yeah, short hair or long hair in the videos?
Yes. Well, you had glasses at one point, and there's a point where we started to hear your voice deepen a little bit as time went on because you were in middle school when you did those. So I'm curious, you were good then, you're still at it. So the trombone must certainly has become a even bigger part of your life in all seriousness.
Yeah, I went to Lincoln Park Performing Arts Charter School. I played trombone there since seventh grade. I just graduated there. Yeah, trombone is a big part of my life. I've been in the Urban Impact Jazz Band since fourth grade. Now I'm actually a fellow here, so I'm doing an internship here for a year. So yeah, no, but trombone is a big part of my life.
That's fabulous. What attracted you to the instrument?
My dad, he's a professional guitar player. He's in a Prince tribute band and a couple other jazz and bluegrass bands.
Great. Anybody you'd like to give a shout out to?
Wayne Smith and my brother Kingston.
Excellent. Thank you. And thanks for letting me, I guess you didn't have a choice, but I appreciate I tried to test just to be sure it would probably be okay, but they're actually really good videos. You made the instrument really approachable. And I learned things that I never knew, like the positions and the trigger. Do you have a trigger?
That is my other trombone at home. I probably made videos on that too with the trigger trombone with the F attachment. Yes.
You did. I never knew things like that. So thank you. That's Isaac Smith. Look for him wherever you look for Isaac Smith. This is Marianne. Is it Hapman or Hapman? And tell me how you got involved with these folks.
Oh, boy. I've been with Urban Impact for many years. My three girls were involved in the Urban Impact program through sports and music, and I started volunteering shortly thereafter, and I've been with this group for many, many years. they refer to me as Auntie Marianne. I love working with these guys. They inspire me every day.
Anybody you'd like to say hello to or give a special message to?
Oh, I'll shout out to my three beautiful daughters, Maggie, Julie, and Rebecca.
Wonderful. Thank you. And now on to the bassist, Lorenz Jefferson. You look so happy watching these folks as they play. Tell me more about the band. I know there's other members who couldn't make it today, but you guys are doing great work.
Yeah, so the jazz band is just a piece of all the different programs and at Urban Impact, and we're almost like the little crumb of the big cookie. It's a pretty sweet one because they're the advanced instrumental portion of our instrumental programs at Urban Impact.
Yeah, I was looking when I was researching Isaac. I was looking at Urban Impact's website. Actually, I know Urban Impact quite well, but I did go to the website, and it's amazing the number of programs that are available just in music and performance and beyond as well. So if you're interested in learning more, you want to go to UIF as an Urban Impact Foundation, pgh.org, and there's a whole bunch of portals you can click on to learn more about them. Anything else you'd like to, this is going to be a, we won't be able to talk after the next song, given the time, but anything else you'd like to be sure listeners know about Urban Impact and the group here?
Yeah, that just the main thing is that we love to be able to walk alongside of every single student and their families in order to allow for them to be not just grow in their instrument, but also in their holistically and who they are, the character, the way they carry themselves, and how they not only play and live in society, but also how they treat each other and those around them. So
that really shows just by listening and watching this morning. Again, it's uifpgh.org. And what are you going to finish up with, Lauren?
Yeah, we're going to play a song by the Yellow Jackets called Revelation.
Here again at the Urban Impact Foundation Jazz Band. Let it
Well, there you have it. Can you guys hear me out there? I hope you can hear me. The Urban Impact Jazz Band. I hope you can hear me because does the name Jacob mean something to anybody? Jacob, your Elizabeth is out there. And we will say hello from Jacob to Elizabeth. You should know who that is. We'll make sure that you get a chance to hear that. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, you're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
I look high, I look low, I'm looking everywhere I go, looking for a home in the heart of the country. I'm gonna move, I'm gonna go, I'm gonna tell everyone I know, looking for a home in the heart of the country. Heart of the country where the holy people grow. Heart of the country, smell the grass in the meadow. I want a horse, I want a sheep, I want to give me a good night's sleep, living in a home in the heart of the country. I'm gonna move, I'm gonna go, I'm gonna tell everyone I know, I'm living in a home in the heart of the country. Heart of the country, smell the grass in the meadow.
Is John Pizzarelli at the Saturday Light Brigade with Paul McCartney's Heart of the Country. And we're just moments away from learning more about Alcosan through the eyes of two high school juniors who spent some time there last summer. That's coming up momentarily.
Assemble joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Assemble invites the community to Maker Date today, Saturday, September 27th, from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Maverick Hotel. Maker Date features opportunities to bid on creative learning experiences with talented makers, as well as raffle baskets, games, food, drinks, and live music. Attendees are encouraged to wear costumes for the event. All proceeds benefit Assemble's STEAM education programs for youth in Pittsburgh. More information about Maker Day is available at assemblepgh.org/MakerDay.
Join in on the fun and support SLB during Cartober, a special campaign where individuals can donate a used vehicle, running or not, to SLB to help support our nonprofit organization. You can encourage somebody else to contribute that way. If you do not have a vehicle that you're looking to liberate from your ownership, cars, trucks, RVs, boats, and more are eligible, and our partners will take care of pickup and all of the paperwork. For more details, 1-855-500-RIDE, R-I-D-E, or slbradio.careasy.org.
I work in the sewer, it's a very hard job. You know they won't hire just any old slob. You don't have to wear a tie or a coat. You just have to know how to float. We sing the song of the sewer. Of the sewer, we sing this song. Together we stand with shovel in hand to keep things rolling along.
Well, I promised our next two guests that we would play a special song to begin their segment. This is Art Carney.
Why he holds the lid. I'm telling you, sheesh, what a sweet kid. We sing.
We'll give them one more chorus.
The sewer, the sewer, we sing this song. Together we stand with shovel in hand to keep things rolling along.
And that's a character that was Ed Norton, and his character, the Ed Norton character, is played by Art Carney, who worked for the New York City sewer system. And we have Anika Reddy and Ashani Alagavelli here with us. They're both 16. They're both in 11th grade at North Allegheny, but they're different people. So before we talk about your work at Alcosan, I'd love to just get to know a little bit about each of you. Why don't we start with Ashani? Do you want to just talk about, you know, things you like to do, what you enjoy, and if you have any shout outs, this is the perfect time.
Yeah, so as we said earlier, my name is Ashani Alagavelli. So I am a junior at North Allegheny High School. And some of my interests, I'm part of my school speech and debate team. I love to do public forum debate. I spend a lot of my time doing that. And obviously, I care a lot for our environment, so I definitely spend a lot of time doing stream cleanups. Alongside Anika, we do a lot of things with Alcosan. We love to work with Alcosan. They're a really fun community, and their staff is really fun. We do a lot of events, kind of volunteering there, and just our internship that we did there was really fun over the summer, so that was something I love to do. I also love doing water activities. So I used to swim for 10 years of my life, and then I played water polo for 3. So I try to keep that up by doing paddleboarding as frequently as I can. I do that a lot of weekends that I'm able to. Alongside that, I like to read a lot. I like to write. I also love kind of community involvement. So I'm part of the Franklin Park Borough Council as the junior council person, so representative on behalf of the youth. So that's just a little bit more about community involvement and our environment. So, yeah.
That's terrific. So you must be pretty disciplined with respect to time management. When you're on a swim team, I assume you were. That requires a lot of commitment. Mm-hmm. And then I imagine the work you're doing at council does too. Anybody you'd like to give a shout out to or acknowledge?
I'd like to acknowledge my sister. So she's been a swimmer. She has a really good work ethic, and she's falling a little bit in Anika and I's footsteps. She likes a lot of community involvement, so I just want to shout out her.
Let's meet Anika. And Anika, have you two known each other for a long time?
Oh, yeah. We met when we were in second grade, and we definitely clicked very fast. So we've been friends for a while, and we've gone through a lot together. Again, my name is Anika. I'm a junior at North Allegheny. And one of my biggest passions is tennis. I've been playing for like 5 or 6 years now. I play on my school's tennis team. And I've also been dancing since I was like seven maybe. So dance has definitely been a really big part of my life. And also very much like Ashani, I'm very big on our environment and preserving the community that we have. So Alcazan has presented us a great opportunity to be able to be part of their events and also learn from them. And they've kind of inspired us to start our own little project called Clean Waterways, which is all about partnering with the boroughs around us and trying to do community events so we can give back to the community.
Well, let's talk and thank you. Oh, any shout-outs you'd like to give?
Yes, I'd love to give a shout-out to Miss Ronice. She's actually here supporting us today, and she has presented us with so many amazing opportunities, especially the internship. We really got to see Alcazan in a new light and learn so much, and she also helped us be on this radio today. So huge shout-out to her, and thank you so much for everything you've done for us.
Well, I'm so glad she led you to us, and I'm glad you're here. Let's start with your experience with Alcazan. Was your first interaction with them this past summer, or does it go back further?
So our two experiences are a little bit different. I know Ashani has definitely been a part of Alcazan for a long time. I think she's been going to the open houses for many years now.
Yeah, so my dad actually, he worked at a couple different companies that were really close with Alcazan, so I've been going to their open houses for a while, but Anika and I actually started our journey at Alcazan at the same time, or our deeper involvement. We started at their Clean Water Academy summer camp, so it's a two-week program where you learn a lot about a specific goal. And so our goal, we started that in our freshman year. And that year they partnered with the University of Pittsburgh. So we did a lot with microbiology. We did a lot with the wastewater treatment process, a lot of things like that. So
I just realized that there might be a listener or two that doesn't know what Alcazan is. We're talking about it like everybody knows. I can explain it, or would one of you like to?
Yeah, I can explain it. So Alcazan is our like community's local wastewater treatment plant. So think about all the water that you use in your house after you flush the toilet, do your laundry, take a shower. All that water has to go somewhere, and it goes to the Alcazan treatment plant. And so they treat the water through a three-step process. So they have primary, secondary, and tertiary. And after that water is treated and up to the US EPA standards, they release it back into the river so that we're not sending our dirty water into the river. It's sustainable enough that it can help wildlife still live and without disrupting their environment. And from there, some other communities will use that water for their own purposes. One of them is, I'm not exactly sure their name, but we have a facility here that takes the water that Alcazan treats and puts back into the river and makes that into drinking water for us. So that's a big thing that people don't realize about Alcazan. They're not treating your water to the level that you can consume it. They're making it clean enough that it can go back into our communities without hurting the wildlife.
Right. There are wastewater treatment plants, municipal wastewater treatment plants, which Alcazan is, Allegheny County Sanitary Authority. And then there are drinking water treatment plants like Westview Water that create the water that comes to the pipes in your home. So it must have been, what were your first impressions when you got to tour Alcazan? It had to be eye-opening. It's a huge facility.
So our first tour was actually through that two-week program that we were talking about, the Clean Water Academy. So that's available for anybody through the grades of 9 through 12. So it was really, it was very enticing for us to be in that kind of academy. And that's, we actually learned through the internship, we learned about the internship process through that academy, because there were a couple interns that had attended that academy. So being in that program was very eye-opening for us. We loved learning about Alcazan through that academy. So that's one of the reasons that we came back as interns, where we also again attended that academy, which is my favorite part about Alcazan, actually. It's probably a neat.
Yeah, it's definitely the most fun part.
So what are some highlights of that academy that made it such a favorite for you?
I think the biggest thing is it's just such a bonding experience. It's your first time meeting all of these other kids that are in the program. And it's just, we go on a ton of field trips. We do a bunch of like projects and activities together, and everyone tends to click so fast, and we just become our own little community, and everyone becomes really good friends, and we always hope to see each other again in the future.
So the camaraderie is good. Yes. It brings you together. Anything specific about what's at Alcosset or what you learn there about the facility?
So our favorite thing about Alcosset, and Miss Ronice knows this very well about us, but we love Frankie the Fish, who is their mascot. And I think Frankie the Fish, not only is he an adorable mascot, he's very, he goes to different schools, and through the Scholastic Outreach Department, which is where we started our internship, they do a lot with going to different schools and teaching us environmental awareness about what we do with our drinking water, how to conserve water, how to be better just for our environment, because we only have one planet and we want to take care of it the best we can. So kind of the facilities at Alcosset, I think that the way that they allow in new people to learn everything about water, it's more than just an experience. I think it's kind of like a lifestyle to love the environment, and they teach you the best that they can. So they're making sure that everybody is as aware of environmental problems, just trying to do the best that they can to teach us to be better with our environment. I think that's my favorite part about the Alcosset facilities.
Yeah, the staff at Alcosset is also so amazing, especially at Clean Water Academy. The teachers there really put together an amazing program with field trips and projects, and really making it like a community environment and having us, like, it's so much fun, but we're also learning so much in such a short span of time. As well as with the internship, we got to meet a bunch of different staff from different departments, and they were so welcoming, and we got to like sit in during their meetings and see what working at Alcosset is all about.
That sounds like a great experience. If you're just joining us, you're hearing two high school juniors from North Allegheny High School. We're talking about their experiences as Alcosset interns and Clean Water Academy participants, and they are Anika Reddy and Ashani Alagavelli. You mentioned you started your own community project work. Tell me about that, what it is, and what you're hoping to achieve.
So we started our club when we were in eighth grade. So we actually started our club because we started that through kind of, we started it under our school, but it started because of the Pittsburgh Regional Science Fair that we competed in. We've been competing in that for 3 years now. And in our eighth grade year, when we were coming up with our project, we'd actually done very well that year. And we thought, wow, if there's this many problems that people aren't hearing about, we thought that we could actually make a difference. So we started by just doing one community stream cleanup. And from there, we started partnering with boroughs like the Franklin Park Borough to do another cleanup. We partnered with Bradford Woods Borough. So what we do through our club is we try to do community outreach, community involvement events where we, well, our slogan is conserve to preserve, conserve our environment to preserve our water, conserve our water to preserve our environment, vice versa. So we just try to do the best that we can to make it as kind of as outreachable as possible, to make sure everybody understands that we have one planet and we need to keep it as kind of, the best as we can. That's the best way I can put it.
No, that's a good way of putting it. So are these cleanups occurring day in and day out, or do you have special campaigns when you might have one day where you hope folks will show up to help you?
Yeah, we've actually done a couple different types of events. So the first one we started with as a neighborhood cleanup. So we got together like a group of kids from my neighborhood and Ashani's neighborhood, and we have a little trail in our neighborhood, so we went through there kind of cleaning up the trash, getting rid of the invasive species and the plants. And then after that, like Ashani said, we started reaching out to other boroughs, and we got involved in more events than just cleanups. We've also been attending like Allegheny Clean Waterway cleanups, which is downtown, and we've done that for a couple years now. But while we were with Bradford Woods, we got to attend their Earth Day, so we set up a big booth, we had games for kids, and it was all about teaching the community what they can do, what are simple steps you can do in your own day-to-day life that have a bigger impact.
That sounds great. I have a couple things I'm curious about. You may or may not have thoughts about this. The first is watersheds and how important it is to consider them. And have you had a chance to learn much about watersheds?
Actually, yes. So the Clean Water Academy at Alcosan, their entire focus this year was on watersheds. So each year they pick a new topic to kind of focus in on and dive really deep into. So this year it actually was watersheds. So we had the amazing opportunity to go down to a couple field trips, go to actual watersheds in our Pittsburgh downtown area. We learned a lot about green infrastructure because green spaces and green infrastructure comes alongside watersheds naturally. So we think that there's actually great opportunities to do projects, and we were actually looking forward to doing a project about watersheds because watersheds are, as the majority of us know, but just to quickly emphasize what they are, they're the lowest points in a community that collect water, and then obviously it can disperse into different areas, so that way we don't have flooding in certain places where there's high populations, and we just don't want flooding in areas at all. So watersheds are really good at, one, maintaining that water, and two, conserving that in a sustainable way, so that way we don't have too much water in areas that we don't want it. So with the natural gravitation of the water going down, a lot of trash gets carried throughout that water also. So we were thinking we could probably do a cleanup at a watershed, and that's a project that we're actually looking forward to doing in the near future.
Well, and I think the amazing thing about a watershed is you might live really far away up from a river or stream, yet you're putting something, you know, trash in that area might find its way to a river or stream because you're within the boundaries of the watershed. Anika, did you want to add something?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I think sometimes we don't think about the small little things that we do that have such a huge impact in our environment. You think maybe littering just one piece of trash is just, it's okay because it's just one thing, but you never know where the rain takes that, takes it to the watershed, goes into our environments, and you just never realize how big of an impact that it makes. If everyone in the world thought, oh, it's okay to just litter one thing, that impact would build up, and it's definitely not a great thing for our environment.
Now, the other thing I'm curious about, and this is, you guys just seem to have so much that interests you, and it's the term combined sewer overflow. Oh, I got a smile. I think this is something, if you live in Allegheny County, and maybe even beyond, and if you're wondering why every street seems to be under construction, this is one reason why. It could be because your drinking water lines need to be replaced due to lead. It could be replacement of a gas line, but chances are it's due to this issue. And you want to explain a bit about that?
Yeah, so again, Alcosan focused on not only watersheds, but a lot about combined sewer overflows during our internship this year. So through the Clean Water Academy, we learned a lot about watersheds, but through our actual internship program, we learned a lot about CSOs, which is the acronym for combined sewer overflow, just to clarify. So combined sewer overflows, Alcosan has been, obviously as our water sanitary kind of company, they have been experiencing a lot of CSOs in the past, and obviously Pittsburgh is known to have very bipolar weather, so we have a lot of problems like that, especially with being a really hilly community. We're having lots of water going down into areas that it really shouldn't be. So to combat that, what they've done is they've been building new infrastructure, and they've been doing a lot of plant newer building
and expansion.
Yes, plant expansion, that's the word. They've been doing a lot of plant expansion to build up newer infrastructure to kind of combat the amount of CSOs that they've been having almost yearly.
And what happens, and some people think it's kind of gross, but it's if stormwater, just rainwater, gets into a sanitary, or it gets into a sanitary sewer, and that can happen through infiltration, it'll overflow the capacity of the treatment plant, and you might have a case where a bit of raw sewage ends up having to go directly to the river. And the way to fix that is to make sure stormwater is managed properly, right? Like instead of so much pavement all over the place, maybe we need to have grass and trees and green spaces that it can absorb into, and try to make sure it doesn't, you know, stop this at the source. I'm glad they're teaching you about mm-hmm. that. That's a big thing. Anything else you'd like to mention about your experiences there? I have a couple other questions generally I want to ask you, but I want to be sure you represent your Alcosan experiences the way you want to.
Yeah, I actually just wanted to add on to something that you were just talking about. In Pittsburgh, we actually are in overflow a lot more than we think because we get so much rain here. And while we were at Clean Water Academy, we got the opportunity to visit Whitman's Park, and we actually got to see some of the new green infrastructure that they were implementing to hopefully combat overflow because, again, it is such a huge thing here in Pittsburgh, and we're in overflow more than you could even imagine.
And a rain barrel is something you can do at home to try to prevent that from happening. Where is that park that you mentioned?
It's in like Squirrel Hill, I believe.
Yeah, downtown.
Oh, is it Whiteman, maybe? Or what's the name of it again?
Whitman or Whiteman Park.
Might be Whiteman.
Whiteman.
I'm not sure, but if it's in Squirrel... I know there's a Whiteman school in Squirrel Hill.
Probably Whiteman Park then.
So it might be there. Anything else that you wanted to mention?
I just wanted to add that while also being able to look at a lot of green infrastructure that these places around Pittsburgh have been implementing, we've been able to see a lot of pervious pavement. So as you were talking about earlier, pavement everywhere is a really big problem, especially for downtown Pittsburgh, which is just cement city. So having pervious pavement, which means that water can go into that pavement and then inevitably into our ground.